Acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas says Israel will be held responsible if the new talks fail over the settlements issue.
The Israeli government alone will bear the responsibility of threatening these negotiations with collapse and failure if it continues settlement expansion in all its forms in all the Palestinian lands it has occupied since 1967.
Abbas's remarks come at a time when the Palestinians have threatened to end the direct talks if Israel starts building new settlements. The 10-month freeze will come to an end on September 26. Meanwhile, Israeli Vice Premier Silvan Shalom said Tel Aviv will not decide on the extension of partial settlement construction freeze until after the talks. He also announced the controversial issue could lead to early elections. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has also set the recognition of Israel as a Jewish homeland as the precondition for the final deal. Direct talks are to start on September the 2nd in Washington.
Yet another controversial comment made by an influential Israeli rabbi has sparked fresh security concerns in the Middle East. Here are the details.
The spiritual leader of the ultra-Orthodox Shah's party, Rabbi Obadiah Yusuf, has wished death for all Palestinians and the acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas. Speaking during his weekly sermon, the ultra-Orthodox rabbi described the Palestinians as evil people who should perish from earth. He told his followers that God should strike Palestinians with a plague. The annihilation call coming from the political and spiritual leader of the Shah's party, which is also a member of Israel's ruling coalition, received immediate condemnation from the Palestinian Authority.
Absolute outrage. This is not the first time this rabbi speaks in such a way. Almost 2 years ago, he called the Palestinians cockroaches, and this sparked, of course, anger among not only the Palestinians, but also the leadership led by Mr. Mahmoud Abbas, who said that these comments would not serve the efforts of course, the so-called peace negotiations.
PA's chief negotiator, Saeb Erekat, has slammed the comments as Israel's ongoing provocation and racism against Palestinians. He says the speech amounts to incitement to genocide and the assassination of Abbas. Rabbi Yusuf's comments come as the Palestinian Authority and Israel prepare for U.S.-sponsored talks in September. Erekat has described such comments as an insult to efforts to advance direct talks. But this is not the first time an Israeli rabbi has called for violence against non-Jews. Earlier, an extremist rabbi co-wrote a book published in 2009, casting a firestorm of controversy. The rabbi said it's permissible to kill non-Jews and Israel's enemies, as well as their babies and children, to control what he calls their evil tendencies.
The irony here, actually, is that the Shas party started as a non-Zionist party, but because they've become embroiled in politics, and because they live on the state of Israel, they benefit from the state of Israel, they get resources out of the state of Israel to have schools of their own, they've become Machiavellian. They've absorbed the Zionist mentality, the Zionist mindset, of which they were opponents in the beginning, and they've become even much worse than any secular Zionists.
With such spread of hate for other religions coming from Israeli spiritual leaders, there seems to be little hope for a Middle East free from violence.
Violent attacks by Israeli military on anyone in the so-called Gaza buffer zone recur constantly, consistently, and frequently. Live ammunition, has been used against peaceful demonstrators and even farmers harvesting crops. Our correspondent Yusuf Al-Halu has this report.
Long years of tight Israeli siege have led to unprecedented levels of poverty among Gaza residents. People here, including children, are forced to do hard jobs in order to support their families. They collect stone, gravel, and scrap iron from the rubble of destroyed buildings, but it is dangerous to come close to the so-called buffer zone because they risk being fired at by Israeli soldiers.
Three workers were injured on Saturday by Israeli fire. 13 people were injured last week and 25 others were injured last month. 178 have been injured and 38 have been killed since January.
Gaza officials estimate that the no-go zone comprises about 20% of the Strip's agriculture land. The Israeli army considers the area a live combat zone. Although Israel now allows consumer goods to enter into Gaza, construction materials as well as raw materials for the industrial sector are banned, and the naval blockade is still in place. Israel has said it would allow construction materials in for projects supervised by international bodies such as the United Nations, and as such only a limited amount of such goods have been delivered into Gaza. This has prevented Gazans from repairing the thousands of buildings that were damaged or destroyed during Israel's war. Therefore, people are forced to use recycled materials collected by these scavengers.
We call on the international community to put pressure on Israel to respect international law and lift a prolonged siege which prevents Gazans from rebuilding their homes after the Israeli war.
Farmers also are not an exemption. They also come under fire if they attempt to reach their lands. Whether they are scavengers or farmers, Israeli soldiers will fire at them if they approach the buffer zone. But those unarmed civilians say they just want to earn a living. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.
A volcano in western Indonesia has erupted for the first time in 400 years, forcing thousands to flee their homes. A red alert has been issued following Mount Sinabung's eruption on the island of Sumatra. Reports say dozens of people have been hospitalized with respiratory complaints related to the presence of ash and dust in the air. At least two people have reportedly died from respiratory complications. A volcano's long history of inactivity means that officials are unsure how long the current eruption will last or whether it'll get any worse. Indonesia sits on the so-called Ring of Fire, an arc of volcanoes and fault lines surrounding the Pacific Basin. In other news, the head of the Islamic Relief Organization says the magnitude of the flood disaster in Pakistan is beyond imagination.
Hani al-Banna says the crisis is not even comparable with any tsunami and earthquake disasters.
The magnitude of the disaster is more than any imagination you can imagine, and I was describing it. It is nothing less than the flood of Noah at that time. 20 million, 79 districts out of 148 districts has been wiped out. Bridges, roads, about 700,000-800,000 houses have been destroyed and demolished. 20 million people underwater for the last month. Which is incredible. You cannot assess this situation. It's people underwater 3 meters and 5 meters in Punjab and in Sindh, and actually for the last 3 to 4 weeks, and contaminated water, which will be affecting the lives and the lives and health of children and pregnant women. 500,000 pregnant women, which need medical attention and shortage of food. Hundreds of thousands of people stranded in different villages and remote areas without anybody could be able to assist them. So the magnitude of disaster is beyond the imagination of Katrina, tsunami, Asian earthquake, BAM earthquake, and as much as twice as that.
The humanitarian situation continues to deteriorate as floodwaters submerge new villages. Hundreds of thousands of people are forced to flee their homes. 350 other villages have submerged near the Indus River over the past 3 days. The floods have already killed nearly 1,600 people and displaced millions more. The United Nations has urged a more assertive response from the international community to cope with the disaster. Secretary General of the Organization of Islamic Conference, Ekmaluddin Ehsanoglu, has arrived in Pakistan to personally witness the devastation caused by the floods.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai has called for a change in the U.S. war strategy in his country. Karzai said the fighting in Afghan villages has been ineffective and is not achieving anything but civilian killings. Earlier Tuesday, Karzai said the fighting against the Taliban has not made any progress. He also criticized Washington's handling of the war in Afghanistan. Karzai's recent comments came during a meeting with the president of the German parliament. The president of the German parliament, Norbert Lammert, in Kabul. Lammert, along with the German defense minister, visited the German troops in northern Afghanistan.
You're watching Press TV. A recap of the headlines this hour. Acting Palestinian Authority chief Mahmoud Abbas warns of talks failure if Israel continues its settlement activity. The Islamic Relief Organization says the scale of disaster in Pakistan is beyond imagination. The Afghan president says the U.S. must stop killing civilians by changing its war strategy.